Hey friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, MK Browning, YA fantasy author, indie publisher, reader, and total magical nerd. This is episode 5. Can you believe it? We're already up to episode 5 in the podcast. I'm excited because today we're tackling a question that I hear all the time. And that is young adult fantasy just for teens? Well, spoiler alert, it's absolutely not. And in today's episode, I'm going to tell you why YA fantasy holds such a powerful space in the book world for readers of all ages. We'll talk about what makes a book YA, why the genre speaks to something deep in all of us, and yes, I'll share a few of my favorite YA fantasy books that changed my life. So grab your tea, grab your coffee, wrap yourself in your favorite magic scarf, and let's dive into the world of YA magic. Okay, so let's start with the very basics, and that is YA, or young adult, is a publishing category aimed at readers ages 12 to 18. That kind of gives you an overview of what YA even is. But don't let that fool you. YA isn't just about age, it's about perspective. It's about main characters who are coming of age, who are discovering who they are in a world that's often overwhelming, wild, beautiful, and terrifying. The themes in YA are raw, real, and often timeless. The themes are something like identity, first love, betrayal, courage, found family, lost family, choosing your own path. And in YA fantasy, those themes play out across magical realms, dark forests, haunted castles, and ancient prophecies. If you're an adult who's ever had to start over, question who you are, or search for hope in a dark place, guess what? You're living the YA experience. Now, why do adults love YA? And why it's okay that they do? Well, here's the truth. Traditional publishing is finally catching up with this. The majority of YA readers are actually adults. Yep, studies have shown that over 55% of YA books are purchased by people over 18. Why? Because YA fantasy offers something that's often missing in adult fiction. Hope, wonder, and emotional honesty. YA books don't waste time pretending everything's fine. They get messy, they get vulnerable, and they hit you right in the heart. But they also fight for the light. They remind us that courage matters, that love changes us, and that even the smallest person can shift the fate of a kingdom. Now, that's not just a teen thing. That's a human thing. And let me just tell you why I write YA fantasy. When I sat down to write The Magic Scarf, I didn't think, oh, I'm going to write a YA book. I thought, I want to tell the story of a girl who's lost, who's brave, and who's about to discover a world she never dreamed existed. And that's what YA is all about. My characters may be young, but their journeys are deep. They're grieving, growing, messing up, getting back up, and learning to wield both magic and responsibility. And honestly, writing YA has helped me understand myself better. It's helped me remember that even when you feel small, your choices matter. That wonder and heartbreak can live in the same sentence. That transformation is always possible, even when you're scared. As promised, here are a few of my favorite YA fantasy reads. You know, I couldn't end this episode without throwing some book recommendations your way. And these YA fantasy books aren't just amazing, they're formative. So here's a few I love and some that I reread often. The first being The Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum, or L. Frank Baum, I believe his name goes. Yes, it's technically middle grade, but it's such a timeless tale of magic, bravery, and homecoming. Total inspiration for The Magic Scarf. And The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Again, originally for younger readers, but who doesn't love a reluctant hero on an epic quest, right? Also, some other more modern books that I've read that I've really enjoyed, books and series. A Court of series by Sarah J. Maas. I loved all the A Court of books, and they're dark and gritty and unforgettable. I also have read The Morganville Vampires by Rachel Kane. If you like Vamp series and you haven't read this one yet, it's a little bit of an older one, but it's really delightful. I miss Rachel Kane. She passed away some time ago. Those books are haunting, lyrical, and rich with mystery and myth. Also, I wouldn't be true to my YA fantasy roots if I didn't say that I absolutely adore the Folk of the Air series by Holly Black. It has a fierce heroine and a twisty magical world with real stakes. And, of course, I've got to shout out my own, The Magic Scarf and The Alliance of the Grim. If you're craving magical creatures, high-stakes journeys, or paranormal romance with heart, give them a read and let me know what you think. Well, to wrap it up, YA fantasy isn't just for teens. It's for anyone who remembers what it feels like to stand at the edge of the unknown and leap. It's for dreamers, for rebels, for the brokenhearted, for the brave. And if you're here listening, I think you're all of the above. Thank you for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow book lover. And hey, come say hi over on Instagram. I'm author MK Browning. Or drop into the Scarfies group on Facebook. I'd love to know what YA fantasy books shaped your life. Until next time, keep reading, keep dreaming, and never stop believing in magic.